Hello, and welcome to this very first episode of What You Makin'. I am your host, Stefan Watson. I figured to go and do this first episode, I kind of wanted to let you guys know a little bit of about why I'm doing this this particular podcast. So if you're new to myself, as well as any other productions that I've done before, I run a company called Cracked Brain that started because of a podcast called Cracked Brain Podcast, where I would come on and bring on all kinds of cosplayers and whatnot, and we'd go and chat a lot about cosplay, but also a little bit about just sort of like their history or stories or, you know, anything that might have popped up during the conversation. I had a lot of fun doing that podcast, and a lot of people liked it. Basically, kind of what went on is over the course of a couple of years, when I started out that podcast, it was mainly just supposed to be kind of like a fun project while I was kind of getting back into cosplay. And then it just sort of evolved into something more, even to the point of creating a full company and whatnot. So, you know, I when I started that podcast, like I said, I didn't really have much of an overall goal in sight, as much as I just kind of wanted to go and talk with interesting people and, you know, and chat and just sort of have some fun. And then, like I said, as Cracked Brain started to grow, as we brought on more people and started doing more things, you know, like gaming let's plays and traveling, the podcast kind of changed from having on guests to being more about our team and what's going on. So right now, that's what the Cracked Brain Podcast is. If you guys like kind of the random chaotic nature and gaming videos and stuff like that, I encourage you guys, check it out if you want. I have a lot of fun, and I love the team that I've built. They really are a true family to me, and every time we have someone new come on the podcast, usually they wind up becoming part of the family too. But like I said, it's kind of one of those where the Cracked Brain Podcast started to evolve into something different than what it started as. And it's something where over the course of a couple of years, people get used to something being one way. And then as it changed, you know, not everyone really wanted to stick around for the change. And for a long time, you know, I kind of blocked most of that out, but it really felt like I was kind of denying the people that kind of helped get me going and, you know, and get the ball rolling, and honestly change the outlook of my life and, you know, path and whatnot. So not too long ago, I started thinking back of like, okay, well, I want to go and do things, you know, I want to get back to what started everything. And I thought about trying to put that over on the original podcast, but I really like the way that's structured, as well as what we're going to be doing with it. So that's why I've created this new podcast, What You Makin'. I am opening up this podcast to be something more than what the Cracked Brain Podcast was. This one, I'm planning on having kind of almost anyone that I find interesting. So it won't just be cosplayers and costume designers and whatnot, but streamers and voice actors and on-screen actors, writers, you know, content creators, basically everyone, you know, that is kind of doing something. And the overall goal of this podcast, sorry for you guys hearing the beeps, my computer's making sounds, but the overall theme of this podcast is basically to kind of, in a way, inspire people that, you know, most people have a dream. They have something that they wish that they were doing, and they're not doing it. And it sucks when you're constantly seeing, you know, opportunities pass right in front of you, and you don't grab them for the fear of, you know, for the fear of taking a chance and having something go wrong. So that's what the underlying theme of this podcast is finding people that are willing to pursue their dreams, willing to pursue, you know, whatever is going to make them happy, and, you know, and be able to sit down and chat with them, share the good stories, share the bad stories, but overall just sort of figure out, you know, like what it is about what they're doing that makes them happy, wants them to keep going, and to kind of help people if they want to choose a path down that similar way, to kind of help kind of show them like, hey, it is possible. You know, this is something that you can go and do. I took that chance personally a little around 4 or so months ago. So for me, I am 31 years old. I've been married to my wife for almost 10 years now. We've got 3 beautiful boys. Anytime you hear me refer to my boys, it will be known as the science experiments. We'll probably discuss that at another date. But yeah, it's one of those where a lot of people, when they're thinking about doing something big or change, you know, making a huge change in their life, it's usually when they're young. It's not when they already have the responsibilities that come with, you know, having a family and having full-time jobs and responsibilities. But I decided to go and take that chance, and I took that chance with voice acting, where I've been told for the longest time, you have the voice for radio. And it's something where I've heard that since I was 9. And always wanted to go and do voice acting, and had a couple of opportunities when I was younger where I would play these little small roles in, you know, in small animations, or be able to do voiceover work, but I never really kind of divulged myself into it. It was always just sort of like a fun, you know, like a fun gig one time. So a few months ago, I was kind of sitting over at my job, and I was over on a forklift at the time, and kind of spaced out for about 5 or so minutes. And when I kind of snapped back into it, I kind of took in my surroundings and realized that I wasn't happy doing what I was doing. You know, I was working a full-time job, a graveyard shift. I was working my butt off, and, you know, and it felt like I was basically kind of like just treading water. You know, it didn't really feel like I was going in any direction that I actually wanted to go, you know. And I've had some really cool opportunities in the past, but it never really felt like, you know, I was passionate about anything. So I remember the B part of that story is because of spacing out, I wound up actually getting hurt over on the job, which forced me to not have to do that job, and, you know, and whatnot, which gave me more time to think and kind of plan. But overall, I still had to really kind of come to terms with just like, I'm not happy doing what I'm doing, and this sucks, and I don't want to do this anymore. So like I said, I got hurt, had to go to physical therapy for the next like 2.5-3 weeks. And about 2 days into physical therapy, I just knew I didn't want to go back to that job. So I remember going over to my boss and telling them, you guys have got me for 2 more weeks, but then I am done. I don't want to leave you guys hanging, but this is not what I want to do anymore. You know, so you're taking a job where I'm making, I mean, I'll say it now, I was making, you know, a little over $26 an hour, you know, so that's a pretty doggone good wage, especially for being over in Utah, you know, getting great benefits and whatnot. It's, you know, everything that most people would want. So to sit there and tell them like, hey, I want to leave, you know, was kind of taking a bit of a risk. And I remember coming home, you know, and the couple of days before then, you know, my wife and I, we had actually been talking about, you know, possibly getting into voice acting and acting. But I remember coming home and telling her like, I did it. I put in my 2 weeks notice. I'm not going back to that job. Rather than being upset, you know, she hugged me, kissed me, and went like, all right, let's do what we have to do to make this work. And that is when I knew that I was making the absolute right choice. I'm telling you right now, having someone in your corner that believes in you and is willing to support you, even on shaky ground and whatnot, I can't tell you how important that is. So, you know, We'll definitely get into some more support structures later with different episodes. But I would highly encourage, you know, anyone, if you are planning on doing any kind of, you know, life-altering pursuit, you know, one that isn't necessarily as reliable as clocking in 9 to 5, you know, definitely have some sort of support. Anyway, like I said, and over those next couple of weeks, you know, it basically was just a whole lot of prep time. You know, like I said, I was going to physical therapy, which gave me time to like sit down and write and figure things out. I wound up finding a talent agency, you know, that was willing to represent me and whatnot. So I kind of started getting that ball rolling, you know, during that time, you know, and then on the last day going into work, you know, my boss pulled me aside and was like, hey, you did your 2 weeks. You did everything right by us. If you ever need another position, you know, if you ever need this job again, you let us know and you got it. You know, if we have a space, we'll make it for you, you know, which is always good. And that's something where, you know, even with trying to pursue a passion, never do it in a way that's going to, you know, hurt someone else, you know, especially if you're going to be leaving a job. So, you know, I know the times of thinking of that romantic, oh, I'm going to storm out the gates and start my new life journey and da 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 da. It's really cool and that's romanticized, but, you know, unless you have a reason to go and do that, try not to go and, like, don't leave a place hanging like that. You know, leave the right way, make a good impression, and you never know when those people are going to come back into your life. And, you know, overall, don't be a dick. So, yeah. Anyway, so like I said, it's like, took that chance, you know, and from there have now come, you know, have come hardship, have come immense struggle, even to the point of like almost losing, you know, losing our apartment and whatnot, you know, being so in, you know, in the hole with finances that you almost feel like you're drowning and you can't get out, but always sitting down, trying to figure a plan and trying to go forward. And like I said, having that person that, you know, is willing to try to crawl out of that muck with you is something where you can go and do it. You know, it's possible. It's hard work and you never know what's going to happen, but it is possible. So, like I said, from there, I've been able to be over in a couple movies and things like that. Like, there was a movie from, I think it's Lifetime, Christmas Hotel. You can actually see me. I think it's like 54, 55 minutes in, and it's supposed to basically be like a Santa costume contest kind of thing. And yeah, it's like you see me right there. You know, I don't really say anything, but, you know, that kind of helped get the things going. And then I've been able to go and do a couple of commercials. And now with voice acting, being able to audition for so many different things, for movies, for series and whatnot, you know, and even just this week as I record this, being cast as a lead role in an upcoming movie and series and video game, I can't tell anyone how rewarding it is to go and see hard work of, you know, waking up, practicing, trying to get everything going, you know, trying to support your family and, you know, and support yourself and keep yourself motivated, to be able to hear someone else say like, yes, we're gonna take this chance on you, and, you know, and you're doing a good job, and we want you to become part of our team. Like, it leaves you with this satisfaction that, you know, is seldom seen from a lot. So overall, like I said, kind of going with this, I realize that there are so many people out there that they're doing something that they don't want to be doing, and they're afraid of taking a chance, and they're afraid of, you know, stepping into an unknown field, you know, just because they're, you know, you never know if one, you know, if your next step is either going to support you to the next step, or if it's going to fall out under you and you're going to fall into some pit. You know, yeah, it's scary, but for anyone that has that passion and that's willing to take that step, realize that the happiness and the, you know, the feeling that you'll get after every single day of, you know, of trying your hardest and, you know, and trying to to make that next step, it's so much more rewarding, and it's so I'm stumbling over my words, but it's something where it's special, and it's special only to you, and that's how it really should be. You know, it's like you're the creator of your own success at that point. So yeah, like I said, I kind of wanted to take this little bit. Sorry, my dogs decided to go, and there's probably someone over at our door. But I wanted to take this quick little minute during this first episode to be able to tell you guys why I'm doing this podcast and what I'm trying to go and do with it, and you know, and to tell you guys a little bit more about me. So along with this episode, right after this is going to be some quick clips from some episodes that you guys are going to be getting in the very near future. And like I said, you know, in these ones, I talk with a streamer, I talk with a makeup effects artist, as well as a voice actor. So this is something where there are people out there probably doing what you want to do. This podcast is meant to try to help you guys to finally take your first step, or to help you keep moving in that direction if you've already started taking those steps. I want to see more people doing what they love. I want to see more people happy, and I want to see more people being able to inspire others and help them start moving forward, you know, in whatever dream that they want to go and do. That being said, if you all have stories, you know, of you taking your steps and you trying something, I want to know. I want to hear them. If there's people or paths that you're the most interested in, let me know. And I want to be able to get on people that are in those areas and hopefully be able to help you start moving in your direction. The more that you all let me know what you want, the more I will do my damnedest to be able to deliver for you guys. Like I said, I thank anyone that is willing to take a chance and listen to this podcast, and I'm out here for you. So I'm working as hard as I can for my dream. I want to help you start making your headway towards your dream. So again, let me know. Put them in the comment sections of the podcast. You can reach out to me directly, Stephan@thecrackedbrain.com. That's Stephan at TheCrackedBrain.com. And you can even do that through our contact page. Go over to our website, www.thecrackedbrain.com. You can reach out to myself. Like I said, we do have a contact page where you can go and just send a message in directly. But like I said, definitely let me know. Like, I want to hear your struggles. I want to hear your successes. I want to hear everyone trying to take their first step. Because our time on this planet is so short, so we better be doing what we want to be doing, you know, as long as it's not hurting anybody. All right, so like I said, let's get ready to go and start this next episode. I'll give you guys more updates at the beginning of each episode. I truly hope you guys enjoy this. Share it with your friends or those that are trying to make their first steps. I can't wait to start hearing from you all. And just know that, you know, that if you're working as hard as you can for your dreams, something will come out of it. You will learn something. You will have, you know, some sort of joy. It will be amazing. So until then, I love you, and keep on making whatever your heart desires. I'll find a better tagline, I swear to God. All right. Description somewhere else. So it's like I'm getting more content, but also paying more because it's worth it for me.
Yes. You know, because again, like, you have that community, and it's, I feel like for me, like, the people I am like sub to, or that I, you know, throw bits or donations to, I like what they do. I want to support them. I want to see them continue, or, you know, like, I know you, there's like ways, non-monetary or you know, non-money ways that you can support them, but it's just, I don't know. I can't explain it.
It feels great, especially when you might be in the similar situation where it's like you're kind of trying to do, you might not necessarily be trying to do the exact same thing, yeah. but you still have that mindset of like, man, I do have these dreams or aspirations myself. And if I can give you, you know, $3.29, that's awesome. Yeah. You know, and it's like, it's something really small. Or like, you know, like the other day, like I've never really been into like gifting subs and whatnot. But all of a sudden, like freaking like earlier during this week, all of a sudden now that there's Twitch hype trains and whatnot.
Oh, man.
One got going and I'm like, okay, cool. And it was of a streamer that I actually liked. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pay it forward and whatnot. Yes. And I just sat there and was like, here's 5 gifted subs.
What?
And I was like, okay, cool. There you go. And then all of a sudden, it was like, we were just close enough to almost the next level. And I'm like, all right, now this is an issue of pride. All right, they're getting this next little bit. Subs some more. And I'm just like, oh, that was like $50 that was just went right out the window. But like for me, the amount of people that now, it has this weird thing of like when you're gifted a sub, it almost feels like, well, maybe I should stick around and watch, mm-hmm. you know, because like if this person's good, sure, let's stick around, you know. And I found way more people of like, oh, that's rad, you know.
Set up, but
right, it's like let's foster the specialty, and then well, then there's other stuff around it. So
yeah.
Well, you know, bringing up that makeup side of it, like I said, that is the artistic side that basically like first drew me to you, where I was just like, oh my god, you know, and. I will continue to say it. I know you don't like this particular example, but, you know, it's, well, first I'll also put it this way. Like, Rosalind would show up every now and then to work and you would have like these bruises.
Oh my gosh.
That you would do. And like, there were multiple times where like myself and other coworkers would go like, are you okay? And you're like, it's makeup. And I'm like, it's too lifelike.
I had gotten comments on, I stopped posting those like small ones on Facebook because people would message me concerned that like something happened, or like they'd comment and they'd be like, what did you do? And I'm like, it's okay, I'm just practicing.
Like thankfully they were always like, you know, like arms, shoulders, you know, legs.
I switched to doing my thighs and stuff because it's less like I can cover that.
Yeah. Like I was just always thankful that you never came to work with doing anything on your face. Now you did have some on your phone and whatnot.
Yeah.
But like you never showed up to work, because I'm telling you right now, if you would have showed up to work with just like makeup done like a black eye, I'm pretty sure half of that museum would have been like, all right, we're going to go and kill someone. We don't know who. We will find them and we will kill them. but yeah, like I said, it's like you used to go and do that. But then the example that I think of the most is when you had done this, basically like it was a key that was just inserted into your arm. And it, like, I remember you coming over to work and then showing like me and a couple of the people like, look at this. And all of us got this same like, because like you couldn't tell that it wasn't actually there. Like you had done a little bit of blood coming down the arm.
See, that's funny because I thought you could tell so bad. Like I thought it was so terrible. I'm
very little steps that had prepared me for what's happening now. So it's definitely strange.
Awesome. Well, you know, even in that sense, you know, acting itself is so kind of multi-headed and multifaceted and whatnot. You know, as much as you said that you haven't, that you really didn't enjoy on-screen work, you know, have you ever had that inclination like, maybe I'll try it again?
But no. So I've done it. So this was once. So this was one experience. I was on as an extra on this little show and I walked away, and I was with a friend at the time, and this was something she very much wanted to do too. We walked away and she was still very much like, I still want this. And I walked away being decidedly like, no, I don't want this. And what's been interesting is Australia obviously has a very different industry compared to the States. So when I was looking for my Australian agent, because once again, everything happened in reverse for me, I kind of did global work before local work. So I had agents overseas and I was not able to get an agent here in Australia. I